Okay. Since this is officially a prickly of issue, we're going to start the next Mishnah. Since Rebbe was very, very kind to us, he gave us a very good Mishnah for Erfur. Heavy Zehirim Beroshus. Heavy Zehirim Beroshus. She'ain Mekarim Le'la Odom Ella Zayach Atzman. Nirin Ke'oyavin B'shas Ha'ana Osan. Ve'in Oydim Le'la Odom B'shas Ha'adach Goy. The Mishnah telling us that you have to be careful. Water, you have to be zihirus. The zihirus person has to be on guard. There's a thing called Rashus. Rashus. And dangerous. You have to watch it. Because, why are they dangerous? Because you don't do what they say off with your head. That wouldn't be dangerous. Or we wouldn't have to walk. It's dangerous, but you don't have to know. She'in mekarim le'da odom ela tzorich atzman. When they are mekar people. As the mission continues near in ka'ivim. But it's only b'shas ha'na'asa. When it works out for their designs, best friend, they show that they are your best friend, you are their best friend. Oh yeah. Ramesh. Close relationships. It hasn't been like that in 30 years. Even when a person is down, so then an oyev certainly should want to stick out a helping hand. Doesn't know you exist. Don't know you have somewhere. Don't know. So this you have to be particularly afraid of. This is a idea that you have in Chazal and other places, Lagavi Tzvuyim, which is a more broader form of this idea. But here there's a particular form of this idea that applies to Roshos, that applies to government, control, Shlita. Generally, the first chat in the Roshas that we're talking about over here means Malchus. The pashtus of the Mishnah is talking about Malchus. It would apply to the extensions of Malchus also. There are other times of Roshas that are the little kings. Sometimes they're picking down or something. The Gabbai and Shulman. Any Roshas. Anybody who's coming, not from the last Mishnah, of Oiskin Vitzorchi Tzibur Ve'amunim, not from the Oiskin Hashem Shemayim, but the people that are Oiskin controlling the Tzibur for their Torahless, the Hanahosan, so that the mission is comparing is continuing from the last mission, and telling you this Mishnah is a difficult Mishnah, a very difficult Mishnah, and believe me, there after Purim, if we all come sober, we will try to develop the idea of the Mishnah, understanding of this Mishnah in and of itself. What is the Mishnah teaching us? What din is there? It's just a warning. It's divrei chokhmah. It doesn't have place in the Mishnah. Good advice. Mishnah doesn't have good advice. Mishnah tells you halachas. Mishnah is teaching you Torah. The yesodos of the world. Mishnah is Megal. If it's just a good piece of advice, let's look at it forgetting my high school, right? What's the name of that good advice book?
How to Watch Fires.
Something like that. One of those. It's not a good advice book, Mishnah.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's written by Dale Carnegie.
Yeah, it's not Dale, and it's not Abby either. It's a Mishnah. This is teaching us a basic concept in Yiddishkeit in the world. It is about Torah. What's the Torah aspect over here that applies itself particularly to Roshos? What's the Yisoid of Malchus that this Mishnah is teaching? What's the Mishnah? What's the Ovis over here? That Lina that we will come back to in after Purim. It's a session. But now we're going to just use this as a stepping stone to open up the Megillah and to try to learn the one half of the Megillah story, which is usually less emphasized. Purim is a double yontif. Everything comes in doubles, in twins. All the other malchus win it on their own. Bavel didn't need any help. Nebuchadnezzar did a fine job. And all that Bavel represents is one man show. Yovam, Edoy, all three of the other malchus, each one had their yesod, and each one had their melech, one single rasha. That was the embodiment of the malchus, of the rishus of that malchus, of that form of golus for Klal Yisrael. There was one mantra. The second of the four malchus, Poras, is a malchus that seems to be sidelined. And the main topic of Purim, since Michias HaMalik. There was Achashverosh on the sideline over there. It's true, it's Malchus Poras, but the Machloikis here was a Machloikis between Mordechai and Haman. It was a Machloikis, it was a Machoma between Klal Yisrael and HaMalik. And it happened to be taking place in Achashverosh's court. Akati Abdi Achashverosh Anan. That wasn't the problem, and that we didn't solve. We were Avdei Achashverosh. We still are Avdei Achashverosh. So it would seem on the surface, and this is where the most emphasis is given generally, in the discussion of the Rishis of Haman and the Yeshua from the Zeres Haman. This year, and possibly very timely, as we may explain, we would like to concentrate on Achashverosh. Start from the beginning of the Megillah, and a few words for Achashverosh. After all, he was the king, and this is his malchus, so he should get in a few words edgewise. On the surface of the thing, when you take out the Megillah, I will put the Megillah on the side now. I'll see you next week, though. All right. We open up the Megillah. And when you read it over the surface, it's a very simple political plot. A political plot with, like most political plots, a little romanticism in the middle. And the king was a nice guy, wanted to make everybody happy. Instead of making taxes on everybody, he gave everybody a big part. Taxes came in the end. Last time. In the beginning, he was giving out parties and everybody had it. And a beautiful party, he was having a grand time. One person must have. Queen must have. Queen. Queen must have. They had a very important meeting of all of the heavy heavies over there. And it came that the melech has to overlook his personal good, the good of the country. And he'll have to sacrifice his wife for the good of the country. Everybody should know that the Baruch Shem Melech is a kol ish yitzer beiser. You can't tell him, you know. So off with the queen. Then he was very lonely. Poor guy. So too, it's not good to have a happy melech. So all the heavies got together again. So what are we going to do for the king? He said, so that's my queen. He came with a brilliant idea. We'll get an elephant. And you know, then people tell me, king, go ahead and be the queen. Who wants to be the queen? So we'll make a little system here that anybody can give in their application form. And you go through a little process, and somebody won. Somebody went to the lottery too. Anything happened? So far, nothing happened. It happened to be that one of the heavy heavies was this guy. He was the bad guy. He didn't like the Jews. So he got Achashverosh sugar one day, one of his little mishnas. And then he told him a story, there's some nation, there's a problem with it, it's not even worth your time bothering with it, let me take care of it. Go ahead, take care of it. No problem. Let me take care of it. Nice guy, he was drinking a little shaker, it's heavy, he's Mr. Homan there, top of the advisory board. And he said that there's this nation, that there's a lot of problems with them, and it's really, it doesn't want to bother the king. So he'll take care of it. And just because there may be certain aspects of loss for the melech, he'll cover the bill too. Nice guy. Achashverosh says, well, I'm going to gain. Nice guy. I'm going to gain because of you do the work, you keep the food. Clean hands. Damn. You're going to say I did it for money. Clean. Smooth. This guy's clean. And then there was another party. He found out that really the queen was the friend of the ones that were in the party. This is the guy who's going against the queen, so he killed him. That's, you know, it's like any cheap novel. It's very simple. There's the queen's family. You got into trouble. So he told the queen. He saved the queen's family, and everybody's happy ever after. But that's the end. Do we miss any important parts?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It wasn't a detail. It was unbelievable. It's like I've never heard.
That's it. So, like, you know, like, what's the, what, like,
unbelievable.
I mean,
I'm ready to be tucked into bed already, blankets and everything.
So, like, at least it's a little high and dry.
Some missing, maybe?
Some missing.
Yeah. I'm reconsidering Kubik.
Basically, that's the presentation of the Megillah. Avada Alba also points this out, and in chat, we have to remember that this was written. You know who got the first copy of the Megillah? Queen Esther went into Hubby Dubby. Dear Achashverosh, I wrote up Yimei Achashverosh Akadlosa, look at this beautiful historical work I put for you, which presented it to him. So obviously, things had to be written carefully. This king had a certain history with queens. It's not good. I just started with it. Not good. So if I say that, things were
like Henry VIII.
Yeah, I have to be careful here. First pasuk: the Vayehi b'imei Achashverosh, who Achashverosh. The Grah explains that all of the Megillah, we pass on that you have to read all of the Megillah. That means that every word of the Megillah has in it, from the very beginning, from the first word, has in it part of the story, part of the psukim itself. And we have to find all the way from step one. Every single pasuk, if you learn it properly, you have to find what is this being Megillah to us in the story. The story that we said before was breached, and that's why we missed the main point. So we have to get every detail. If we would go through it, we would see in each word how the Megillah and Chazal explains the Megillah, our Megillah, open off, take off the Hester upon him, take off the Nes Nistar Megillah, the Nes Nigillah. It's very, very common for children to ask after they were taught. The first time they realize it's the story, and then they tell it, people tell you this thing, and they hear Nis, and they wonder what was Nisner about it. Where was the Hester? I mean, the version was playing on our side, stack deck from day one, all the way before day one. You know, called on a fool in the Maka, and where was the Hester upon him? So the Pella of the Megillah says you can read it both ways together. The extreme pillar, which is, I've always, every year, it hurts me again. It hurts. This is one of the most painful things that it says in Chazal, Purah brings it, that when it uses the word melech in the Megillah, with Alech HaShverish, so it has dual readings. Pshat still means melech HaShverish. But, on a deeper level, the theme, it refers to a very, very famous idea, everybody knows. But just think of that concept. HaShverish and the Baruch Shalom share a word in Torah. Where did they get together? I mean, you might say he's a nice guy before on the surface, but come on. What, they can use the same title, share it, the crown together? Melech, meaning Zachashverish, or the Rebbeinu Shem, take your choice, depending on like two Pshatim in Rashi. How did they get together?
Because
of the Rebbeinu Shem. Okay. That's true. But we only find it here. Only in this Malchus. It's true in all the Malchus.
Yeah, all the time.
But this type of description, that where's the Rebbeinu Shem? His name isn't mentioned. That's the Rebbeinu Shem. Of course, in Remez, there's all kinds of other, but that word that means the Rebbeinu Shem in there, that gave oodles and oodles of room for the Darshan to Darish, because every time you say Melech, so then you have to say all the Pshatim. There's a lot of them. How do they get together? What kind of... It's a shidduch. A little bit. One word. It hurts. I mean, it's so drastic that they couldn't find a different way. They couldn't find a different way. They just have it. So let's try to get some organized thought out of this. If it's not clear, it's not my fault. It says Hestepon. It's not my fault. Where do you start? This is not like there's a whole Megillah again. Where do you start? So we started at the first possible. Hu HaKashveyosh. Vayihi. So Chazal bring it right here. The first Rosh of the Megillah is Vayihi. Rosh Nitzar. Esther went into Malchus to the Achashverosh. Vayihi b'gur Achashverosh. In the days of Achashverosh. Now it's where you start the Megillah from Achashverosh. That's why it says, not Vayihi means, Vayihi means bad. Tosh of Alper, Chazal, when we say Vayihi, we mean that this is bad. This is bad. This starts off telling you that Vayihi b'gur Achashverosh reads it, it's talking about me. And we really, it's talking about you. What's the point of the Ruach HaShverosh? So who, Chazal Darshan in many places, who means that it has its basic status throughout. I mean, whatever that we're referring to, this person, or this object, whatever it is, different places, you haven't even finished this Joshua Halacha. Means that it has to be the way it's supposed to be, or the way it is, its thing, what it is be'etzem, always under all circumstances, even if it appears not to be that way, it's always that way. What's the who over here? So the Gemara Megillah Yud Aleph, Dorshu Hu Achashverosh Hu Berishai Mitchilosai De'at Sofa. And the Ral explains, Rotzoloima, Shekol Masha Osa Achashverosh Toiv La'Esther L'Mordechai L'Yisrael. True. Achashverosh did us a lot of good things. So should we give him credit? Right in the beginning, before we tell you anything else, right? You say, Vayihi, he's a tsar. This is tsar. This is tough. It's a happy day. Start off the happy day with tsar. There are good things that happen. But all the good that happened to Toiv, La'Esther, L'Mordechai, L'Yisrael, HaKol Min Hashem Yisrael. From the beginning to the end, he was pure Russia. There wasn't one element of good, pure Russia. Not one day good day, one day bad day. Pure Russia. Always, all good things came out of it. That's the other pshat in the middle. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom forced him to do things against what his normal basic drive would be. This is step number one in the Megillah. Lahoidiyah. Ki kol anas Megillah hoyim in Hashem Yisbarach. Ki hu atzma yirosha mitchilas alatzim. But at step one, if you want to read the Megillah, so you have to know that anything bad that happened, chashvei. Anything good that happened, chashvei. This is a very timely lesson where we have malchios, all kinds of malchios, collected, coming together, one in particular. He can be quiet here. We're not talking about Hussein. We're not talking about it. We're talking about America. It's the subject of America. America is a very interesting Malthus, and we're not going to speak everything about America. America is probably the worst of all Malthus. And it has, in it contains in it all of the four Malthus. But one of the most basic features of Western society is the Achashverosh part.
Mm-hmm. Like a push tashi.
But they always come across these type of malachim. They come off as the melech chesed. Nice guys. Oyevim. They're on your side. They're out to get you, to help you. They'll give you money. They'll give you patriots. They'll fight wars for you. They'll support you in Congress.
Gauze pants.
Gauze pants?
Germans gave us gauze pants. It's interesting.
You know that? Gauze pants?
Yeah, I don't know why, but they gave a tremendous number of gauze pants or something.
That's really nice. Well, I was wondering what you had to say.
They made up for the whole thing, the entire Holocaust. And we accepted it as a
Melech Chesed. Melech Chesed, we get confused. Chai Yisrael, B'tivom, Makei Tov. Makei Tov. Chai Yisrael, B'tivom, Makei Tov. And we have a lot to be Makei Tov from that. Really, we do have a lot. And get confused. So the first thing that you learn such a parasha, the first thing is Vayihi, Yimehu Achashisho, Mitchila Ratzot. Yerusha Yimitchila Ratzot. They have only one intention. And they even say so. From Hayat, Yitra Achashverosh. They're all good. If their own good happens to coincide with your good, 100%. And it makes it even better. That's it, no problem. To give you. Oh, you've been. The Shasanasa? Oh, you've been. Such warm relations. Just close, intimate relations. It hasn't been like that there yet. Shasanasa. Shas Dochka. Call back, please. Best. There's a third level, which the mission doesn't speak of. But when their Hanoah is against your Hanoah. But it was a Chesed, right? They're the good guys. They have white hats on. They wear white hats. Those guys, they're the bad guys. These are the good guys. Nice guys. Let's continue the pasuk. Vayibe me'achash v'yoshua chayosh ha'moylech mahoidu v'ad klush sheva v'esim v'yam din. I remember which pure shakalas in. It's either maybe the good, maybe the moral. Maybe I jumped it last night, but I don't remember, but it's a good shot. The difference between Malchus Bovel, or a similar Malchus Romans, and Paras is stated here. There were other Malchus that were Malchus Bekipa. There were other empires, but they weren't empires on 127 Medinas. They were Malchus on one Medina. Mm-hmm. And all the other Medinas were new territories. Bigger. All roads with Rome. Because everything's just the extension of Rome. Big place. All roads ended Rome. It's one Medina. When you have the basic Yesod of the Malchus being, for example, might makes right, like in classical Edom system, so there's one Medina. But in Achashverosh terms, in Paras, there's 127 Medinas. It means each one of them qualified and was given the honor covered as a real Medina. And it's mentioned time and time again in the Megillah that every time a royal decree went out, each one in its language and its ksav, tremendous respect for the differences in the Medina, for the cultures of each Medina, for the language, for all of the nuances of each Medina. Everybody was given their covered, the one that belonged in the Big Sun was in the Big Sun, the one that belonged in the Chotzer was in the Chotzer. Everybody was in their place, everybody was given their due say. This is called pluralism. Everybody's happy. What's Achashverosh's main activity in the Megillah? Is that something? So if he just had his own little party, that's all. He likes to drink. And everybody else can work hard and he's going to party. That's it. That's Edo and Bolo. Everybody, they all the Malchus had parties. But he made it the basic system. What do you do after you finish the party?
Another one.
It's another party.
It was.
Yeah. And after you finish that, make a bigger party. What do you do after that? Then you make a little party.
Set himself up for another big one.
But call them all the nations. And then another one in Shushan, that wasn't all the nations, we were just the Sorin, but it was all the types of people, even the lowly people, everybody got in on that one. Even the Jews. Even the Jews. Everybody free. This is a free country, equal rights to everybody. Because you know Jews, they get problems. They go and bring them to a party. You ever try to invite a Jew to a party? First thing I see is what the Hechsher is. Hechsher? But that's Mordechai. But that's the Shushan Bezdin. Kedas Mordechai. Problems with preachers? That's good. Over there. You can't tell the goyim what to do. Each one, they'll do it. But in your section. No problem. Mixing the chasen. And then there's one table for Rabbon. The table comes from Achashverosh. Yes. No problem. Everybody will be happy. So what's wrong? What is the vicious? What's ra? Haman, we recognize it. Ra. Evil. Right. Somebody's out to kill you directly. Right. Gonna swallow you up. You're supposed to have a good time. If you get in my way, having a good time, alright, I can stand. Give me the good. But where's the vicious? He wants everybody to be happy. Just be happy. Well, how's it go? Don't worry. Be happy. Don't be alright. We're rich, a lot of riches. We have to go very, very, very happy. We're happy. We'll be happy. So what's wrong? We're going to make 100 honor for everybody. Everybody gets their own covet. Everybody has their own mandina. Everybody has their own rights. Everybody has their own place. Well, what's with riches? prisoners. There's a shita behind Achashverosh. The shita behind Achashverosh is that it doesn't matter. Idealism doesn't matter. We'll go to the extreme opposite. The extreme opposite of Achashverosh is terror. The same opposite of the it's a hard Arias tree is the terror. In Torah, Siphon is Oyvim Zahazah. Two Talmud Chachamim. Siphon is Oyvim Zahazah. But Chil, when they start, Chil Avod Noy, Hantush Lata. Burning fight. Then they come to Oyvim Zahazah. Say everybody happy, everybody has this way, that way, it doesn't make a difference. Each person can have his own way. Is the shita that undermines any meaning for me. Felt a true hug of the yoga is very common in American ongoing. I must have looked at American philosophy. It's ain't called Chodesh Tachas Hashem, it's Tachas Hashem. The basic shita is that it doesn't matter. You can have your language, I'll have my language, I'll have your language, I'll have my language. We all have part of the you have it. You could ask in your speech, anyway, I'm using force. I'm not ruled by force. Everybody likes a party, and they give everybody a party. There are two ways to power. There are two ways to riches. Pitui and Ayas. So it's true that in terms of rape, so Ayas is worse than Pitui. And the Torah recognizes the difference, of course, of the such. Two levels. But in terms of danger and riches, a shita of rape never existed. A shita of pitui existed. You can have murder as a shita and rape as a sideline. But you can't have a shita of rape. You understand what I'm saying?
Me?
Yeah.
Of Hollywood movies.
What?
Yeah, that's what you say.
Shita. There is arid levels of lowness that force can't reach. You can't get that low with force. The preachers that the Nishtois had, or certainly afterwards the new kingdom was made on, cannot be attained by force. That level of decrepitancy has to be done by Peter. When there are shitas around, when it matters, when there is right and wrong, and right is right and wrong is wrong, and you better know which one is which, so then there's always the element of force. Because the right always has to force the recognition of the right and the elimination of the wrong. When there are two opinions, there's no choice here. If this is the way it is, then it's this way. If it's that's the way, then that's the way. So you can ask the reasons that are there, because that's the kind of Torah that elevates that everything comes back to the one source. And there's room for everything finds its place. But the other way that everything can find its place, the opposite number, how everything can find its place. Everything can, beautiful, there's never been more harmony. UN, never been more harmony than 127 Medinas. There are no wars during Akashayashi's days. Only to make this, and what's the next, the Greeks came along and destroyed it. But during the Tukufa, Achashverosh, no strikes. No strikes. Vicious. This is the vicious of the people. Klai Yisrael suffered two terrible destructions in the last generation. The one that we more commonly speak about is the Germans. The one that was probably did more damage to Kleinsel is the Liberty Bell. When you got to Liberty Island and you saw the Statue of Liberty, they threw your children off the boat. Because here, you don't have to keep Shabbos, he said, no, pizza. You finally got to one place where you could keep Shabbos. Where they're not going to throw you in jail for keeping Shabbos. And in that place, more Yidden, unfortunately, went off the deck. Were destroyed intermarriage or destroyed wickedness, then deal. Pitzui says that the natural boundaries that keep things a certain story, there are certain patterns. Behavior that a normal human being is required to by his natural tendencies. Ahasuerus' golden rule is he didn't do anything by the rules. You don't kill the queen that your whole claim to fame is because of her grandfather. Because of something ridiculous, why didn't you do a job? And like the Gemara points out, why? Because he killed his wife because of his oyid, and he killed his oyid because of his will make up him. Which way is it? There's lists of these. If you go from the Megillah, study after Shereshit, Mahalkim, the Grua points out in the first pasuk also, in the second pasuk. V'yum v'hem kishavas ha-melech ha-shereshit al-kisei malkusoi, asher b'shushan adir. Shana sholosh malkoi, brings in Chazal, that really, Shushan wasn't the Bira. He had a different Bira. But he wanted to make, he had to have a Kisei like Shlomo HaMelech. And the only place where they were able to put it together for him was in Shushan. So you pick up the whole capital and you move it over there. That's not the way you run a Malchus. That's not the normal way you do things. If you want to make yourself a summer palace and you go there when you want to show off, you'll go right there at the Malchus. But to uproot, a country has roots, a country has them. You want to make it? All right, now the capital is over there. The capitals of countries have lived through thousands of years. Baghdad is the capital for thousands of years. Rome, in each place. Capitals don't change. That's part of the etzem, part of the king. No, it's more convenient me over there because I have the same way. So Shushan becomes. Achashverosh's golden rule was the whole Hayo, but you see, he plays by the rules all the way along. The calling comes along, the mice of the so what do you do? He calls in the judges, even as the Jews. They're off with their heads down. The whole system was such that you use the system to eliminate the system of it. Nothing matters. Anything goes. Anything goes. There are no limits. You can get a whole world to accept this type of beauty parlor, and nobody raises. It's acceptable. A whole world cancels life. Half a year mission. We learned in the Mishnah that the Apostle Laidus is a very sacred Kushi. So, my father gave one of the Jesus because the enemy basically is Jewish. We learned the enemy of Malacha for the last few weeks. This is the epitome of the opposite of Malacha. The world was created for constructive activity. Ahasuerus' were created for the false form of Shabbos. Olam Haba is Menucha. A person who's yoishev, like it says over here, yoishev, person who sits in this world, who makes this world a sitting place. Nothing to accomplish at all. Accomplishment is out of style. That's the kriya hapitum. That takes the basic essence of human nature. Human nature, you don't have to explain it. Every person knows, even if he doesn't know why, that he has to accomplish something in life. There's got to be some meaning. He has to get somewhere. Then it can become a problem with what that is. But there's a basis. There are kriyas in all areas of human behavior, personal behavior, public behavior. There are limitations. What does go, what doesn't go. The selling of Klal Yisrael, kelachayat, in a way that Hikihui didn't really know what's going on. How do you do such a thing? How do you sell a nation to destruction without really knowing exactly who? And how do you marry a Malka without knowing who she is? But she doesn't want to say. She doesn't want to say. Either off with her head or off with something. You don't want to say. You tell Achashverosh you don't want to say. There are no rules. Anything else. Anything could be. Depends on the P2. P2? Shasanasa. If what is good is defined by what I want. Once I want it, then I'll figure out, that becomes a central issue. And then I'll figure out the things again in the way, like right, things like that. It's right and wrong in the way. It's not the way you do things. It's impossible to work that way. It's not acceptable behavior. Pitui covers up those feelings.
What does mean?
What does Pitui mean?
Seduce.
A person can seduce himself or others into any form of behavior, much, much more than you do with your act, with force. That will undermine the most basic forms of tayyib that there is in the world. The most ultimate yashrus that even the greatest are showing you. But with the kayach of pitu, with this kayach that the shafanos in oyavim, the only thing that matters is what's on us. And then, according to that, we'll work everything out. And the way it's worked is not logically, it's not thought out. It's all on the surface. You don't even see anything going on. You can sell a nation, and not even realize what you did. How does that happen? Because nothing serious, nothing matters. Your oyev comes and there's something really bothering him and it's getting in the way of the mission. And he says that if you just let him take care of this, you don't have to bother with him. Everything will be just fine. Wanted to get you involved, I'll give you 10,000. There you go. Get involved, put the money in. That gets sticky.
There you go. There won't be bothered.
This is telling me this today, you know. Yeah, disturb the Mishnah. You can't disturb the Mishnah. The most amazing parts of the little story, if you get into the details of it. As Haman came for the second Mishnah. I'll skip way along. For the second Mishnah of Esther. Esther hasn't revealed her cards yet. As he says, Chazal, Haman came in quite a bit of a mess. He was oval, the Hofi Bosh, because he didn't quite get a chance to clean things up. And then, but the Behola, they took him to the. Says, Chazal, they went and took his wife's portion. Thought that would solve the problem. It didn't work so well. But the Mishnah went on. Chazal should have saw this guy come in. That's how you come to Mishnah. Right away, over there, you could either throw into the showers, throw into the dogs. I mean, that's how you, that's the way you come. You don't have a shower? Yeah. That's how you come to Mishnah, the moment. But that would ruin it.
They sat and they had an issue.
I'm not sitting there.
You can't sit ein lover yitzhak in the pole. Ein lover lefnei melech levush tzak. And like that, you can sit right next to the melech and have a mishnah. Mordechai followed the rules. Levush tzak, even when it's a country that the whole rules are, you don't follow the rules. But Mordechai, the secretary, follows the rules of the ein lover lefnei, it's past Sarah. Ein lover lefnei melech, which means b'shar ha-melech. Outside, the melech is nowhere in sight. In his courtyard, you can't come, the levush tzak. And the over the chof of Roshi could come. Loma. You ever said?
Yeah, sir.
No. You had a hard day? Drink a l'chaim, you see, you'll be okay. I made a real fool out of you this morning. Huh?
Had a drink.
How many came to the mission? Of course, they came to pick them and they brought
He came to the mission. He said, I'm still drinking.
The smell, you know what he did to you this morning? You're going to the mission. What do you think you're going to do with them? He didn't realize. I mean, Zeresh told them that without a himself, he didn't realize.
Because by Hashem, he's a lama chayyim.
One day you kill your wife, one day you can kill the woman. Could be this way, could be four. So in the morning, he got up in the morning with a stomach ache, could I have to do that? Why he took it out on me?
I suffered, we went through it. That's gone, and now it's Mishnah. Now it's back to all this. Mishnah with me. Just me, the Baruch Mishnah. Amen.
The Rishis in Tchila Vatsoit, and he's Duchen Duch Rishis. That level of rish was the only cause. Yes. The worst form, the most lowest form of rishis. This type of gzeira, of kloya, anoshim, noshim, etach, v'yoyim, echad, the opener showing would never even call him up. One city here, something like that. All of us. Even Nazis couldn't make that. One. Think of the logistics of it. You can't get that low. You can't get that far. That can total annihilation one day. 10,000 shekels, operation complete. Final solution.
It's very cheap, right? The whole mission.
In regular terms of rishis, in pure, in open rishis, you never have to sell such a thing. You don't have a chance. The only way that a Malik can come, which is this, or God, can come and get it signed by the Malkus, such a decree, is only that. Because anything goes. A nation that was so worthless, Eger Shalom. What did he say bad about them? The normal kindness and class, he didn't say. He didn't say they're going to be murdered. He didn't say they were murdered in Malchus. He didn't say they're going to be murdered in Malchus. He didn't say they're going to join the enemy camp. All the normal Russians. He didn't say that they poisoned the bear. No black plagues, not it. No Christian blood in the matzahs, not it. What did Hamas say? It's a goal. It's not worth the mel's problem. Amos Shalvin is a them. They don't add up to. They don't add up to nothing. They're not Shalvin. Ain't Shalvin. The reason why they should be eliminated is because they ain't Shalvin. That's the time that a whole nation of Israel did that. Not your mouth, all because this is the nation. Any idea of Lishna Vish or Kahom is this? Why? That's the kind of Lishna Vish. The biggest part of Lashon Hara is usually not the facts. The biggest part of Lashon Hara is the nuances. And the nuances say, in Shavuot. In all Lashon Haras, The bottom line is Eino Shavakula. He took a whole nation. And he sold the story, not bad, they're not evil, they're not destructive, they're not worth anything. They're worthless. And for 10,000 shekels, could I to get rid of them? What if he sells a story? Even see that like that. Who can sell it? Sell that for sure. Still buy. Yeah, it's a long Megillah, we only have 2-3 psukim, but it's just a little inkling of maybe the idea is, but the pain's still there, maybe after a second bottle will go away. But right now it bothers me still. How does that fish? This, I don't have words for it. Who Achashveish? Rosh and the Tchil of Atzei. How does he share the name Melech of the Rosh? Yes.
Well, what did he say? Between the Mist and the Enigma, he was a Melech. Had he been a Melech, he would have been able to fathom what the rules are. A Melech from birth, so they teach him the rules, or a Melech that really feels himself to be God. He learns the rules of the king. Here it seems this between this Africanness, whatever he wanted to do, he did, whatever he wanted to say, he said. There's nothing rational, nothing logical, nothing. He wasn't a Melech. So if he's not the Melech,
that's one of the first. I want to hear the particular Hafashvayish aspect. If Saddam, our host, would build the base of Mikdash, would give over the Rishonim to the hands of the Tzaddikim, to do all the Toivis that he did, that would be a nice Nisr. That would be a nice Nisr. That would be Shina Atel. That the Rabbanishim should use the Rishonim, the open Rishonim, the black hats. That they should boil the Yadayim, the Rots and the Toiv with a party, being happy. Go do the Toivis HaYehudim. That would be a nice thing. The one person that behests their opponent, as Besoid, the Rabbanim Shalom could bring all of the Toivos and Shayisrael in, is Gufoy in his mouth. Because anything goes. The same way that you can sell the nation, clock and that. So if it's the stadir in the pito in the pito in fakir, so you have to care also.
But you can see it very clearly. That's what I'm saying. This whole Hefkaris, this whole, yeah, it's probably one of the most logical things that this Dan Melech does. It bothers him that Mordechai wasn't paid back. He didn't tell me if he was not paid back. I mean, that's already his first inkling of something that, but he's a mensch, he's coming, how's that coming? So it seems to be like, you know, that's what's asking him. Even that, it wasn't as if he was, and the Mephoshim said that, at that point, we're talking about Melech, not him, not him, not him. It seems to say that. That's, you know, even then when we think that he's coming to his senses, it's almost rational. I think it does you a favor. It doesn't seem to jive, it doesn't seem to fit with anything else other than the Cheshire, which is that whole thing.
He says in Chazal, what was the Mahalach? How did he get there? He didn't sleep well. He didn't sleep well. After the night, he took some sandwich. He realized that. It was good help, but why do you want to say? Look at him. Mr. Eddie, how are you doing here? And some people said, why? Then he started thinking, he came to the conclusion that maybe he wants something to say, but maybe he wasn't much. Diagnosed. And he was worried, as I had.
the perfect plan. You have to make the plan. Everybody's supposed to be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I am the miller of happiness. I'm going to get a bit of that. So you would think that would cause us to pass. What do I do? We're saved from that. And what does Klai say? We're not commission. So this is best. This is Shem. This is Shem. Okay. So what now we have to be Yeshua. Kibla, hey, Kibla, we Kibla. Now, Abbasin, say we're Makawata. And what do we do? Simple, Yonta, fast, nice, first. What's he look? I don't know, Sumi. Who won here anyway? After they get rid of the Greeks, everybody started learning their philosophy. So after they get rid of Achashvesh, everybody starts drinking wine. The Torah says that the chelik that was Achashvesh, which is the chelik of Hans of Shmo, the chelik of Guf, the Avodah Zarah of pleasure scene. There are no the goof itself. That's the chiddush of Klal Yisrael, that the opposite of making goof the ends is not noble. The opposite of a parting of Achashverosh is not no parting. The opposite is a Jewish party. When the Chatzil Hashem is Yom Kippur, and the Chatzil Hashem is Purim, when the Pnim is Melech, Achashverosh, and it is Achashverosh, Shtiv Dos, and the Pnim is Yom Kippur, is Melech Malchei Melech, when that joins, when by us the two come together, we bring the two together. When by us nichtes nayin yotzesot, when by us the kedushas haguf of Christ is nizkala, that's why it's kedusha. You say that nothing matters. We say that everything matters. Everything has a place. Even the things that l'chadra are out of the realm of normal behavior, they also have. Every koyach that there is, man, woman, and child, finds an avenue in Yeshua. There's a place for everything. So, where's the place for shifters? Lion Kaya's all fine, that's right. Because goof has a place, everything in the world has a place. When it's put as that's it, without any teichim, that's actually. The answer to Achashverosh, the Venahapachu, the opposite, the Fakir, is not the Mosh, it's the Davke Mishnah. But the Mishnah of Chalitz. The key. Ki toyu blev hamelech b'yoyin of Chalitz Yisrael, nechus hain is a say, Chalitz Yisrael, the Mishnah. The Mishnah that comes after Matanas Levyon, after Shlomo Monos, after Priest Megillah, as a direct Hemshech and product there, that's probably so sad. That's the message. That's the Mishnah. It's not noble. Have it, have it. You wanted to show what good looks like here? We have it too. This is Kula Yitlachem. The Kula Hashem is Purim. It's Yom Kippur. Hear the connection. Yom Kippur and Purim. One is the Pnim of the other. One is the Chassid. The two Chassids. Chassid Hashem and Chassid Hashem. Shul of the year and Shul of the year. Klai Yisrael takes the Mishnah. Klai Yisrael takes the proof, and it's without Das. Klai Yisrael is without Das. We want pure proof. Mishnah is simply not just proof. Klai Yisrael. Where does that look like? That's the group that Yom Kippur is following. But just like we have the Chiddush one day of the year, that we are just neshamas, pure neshamas, and we go to Zigdon. So we have Ki'ilu one day of the year where we're pure Gufin. The Das has to be done with. This is Kul Rachel. The Megala, the Guf of Christ. Mishnah. Adlayo. Hashverish, Tainas, there's no Guf. The answer to that is that there is a rule. That's what the rule says, there's no Guf. But as by Hashverish, there is no Guf or Rishosai. Guf or Rishosai, Mitzvah outside. Klai Yisrael is Nesgal and Purim. She'en Gvul L'Kedushosai Mitchila V'Atzef. Take just the pure Guf without any Das. The root of Das. Mishteh. Yayim Shikorin from Klai Yisrael. As the Hayla of Klai Yisrael is Nesgal and Purim. Who Klai Yisrael Mitchila V'Atzef? He can do it all. He can do it all. He can do it all. And the Seder Hazmani, we start from Pesach, we end in Purim. Purim is the end of the Seder Hazman, the end of the year. And it's after we've been through the whole cycle. This is the day that after you finish the Siyum of the Shana, the Seder Hazman, the Klai Yisrael successfully went through another cycle of the Seder Hazman, you have Mishnah, simple. He told you to play the Melech Hazman. By us, who cries out? Should we zoicha inspiring by us also? As Buddha has earlier simple such an echo. Somehow we should also be inspired to the godless of Christ. So that the Mar Mishnah simple should also come at the Megala, the insight of the greatness of Christ. And we should become from Sayyidina Gula Gula. From the Nisim historian that the child who looks at the Nisim historian of our generation also and says, where's the Hest? We should be Zeicher that happened to go from Purim to Zeicher to Purim to the Namshif. Megula Lugula. Amen.